Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's your thing in the morning.
Oh, I'm feeling it. Let's do it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yes,
we made it. We made it.
Yes, we did.
I'm feeling it. Y'all feeling the vibe?
I am. I felt it yesterday.
Did you?
The sun was out. Everybody was out and talking, you know. Music's playing. We're talking to the neighbors, hanging out. It was good.
Good. Can I, I'm feeling all like old school radio guy. Can we be like old school radio guy? You know, when people say, hey, say something in your radio voice. Hey. That whole thing. Can we do that? I want to do that. All right, good. Here, I'll introduce the show in old school radio guy.
I don't have one. Okay.
No, you don't need it. Don't worry. Okay. You're good to go. I'll take care of it. We'll do like we were, this is 1987.
All right.
And we were starting the show. So we would be the K92 Morning Zoo. That would be us. Yeah. We would not be the Thang. That's way too hip. So it would be, here we go, everybody. Good morning. Get up out of your bed. It's Zachary T. He's Anglo-Saxon and therefore illegitimate cousins with Michael Jackson in the house. What's that smell? It's Antoine Terrell. More drama than a baby trapped down a well. Yes. She's given all the boys the looks, eats all the steaks she cooks, and has so many middle names. Her initials are Monica. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z, bro.
That's a fact.
Friday! They did that every day. It was exhausting.
That had to be exhausting.
All those radio guys died at 52. They couldn't
keep that
up. All that
energy right there? Like, woo!
And that was the show all the time.
You need a nap. I think you need a nap right now.
You have to understand, that was the entire show all the time. That's what they would do. Then they would go to their characters. Let's check in with Mr. Leonard. Mr. Ooh. Leonard, what are you doing?
Oh, hello, everyone. It's Mr. Leonard.
You had to play 17 characters on the show, too.
Oh, I do remember hearing about stuff like that. Yep.
And it was always this song. This guy. I don't want to work.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
Like that's
every
a beat song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to work. Blah, 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 blah.
That dude made so much money in the 80s just on morning radio.
Yep, he sure did.
Todd Rundgren.
Todd. That's the guy that sings that song?
Yes.
And didn't he go to, like, he had a dream? And that's where that song came
from? He dreamt that song.
I thought you were about to say he went to jail. I don't know why.
Well, maybe he went to jail,
too. I was waiting for that, too. I'm like, didn't he sleep with a 9-year-old?
Oh, no!
No, but
he dreamed the lyrics to that song, there you go.
Yeah, that was on a podcast recently. So he had a dream, and he had a dream of that, and then it came to him. So you never discount your dreams, Monica, when you dream of lottery numbers and things like that.
Monica.
You shouldn't ignore them.
Monica.
You probably have a hit song in there. You know what?
You say that because I was thinking about my dream from last night. It was a lot going on in my dream. Now I have to just...
analyze.
Yes.
You very well may have dreamt Old Town Road before Lil Nas X did, and you just kept it to yourself.
You're like, this is a dumb body camp song, and kept it to yourself.
Yep, probably woke up one morning and she was like, got my horses and my mom.
Because you had a pony.
You did.
Probably did dream about the song.
You had your horses in the back.
I missed it.
There is no doubt about
it. Lil Nas got it.
Did. Good morning all Friday. What's in your mind? What are you feeling? 52353. Let us know. Let's be interactive today. Let's do this. We gave away $5,000 yesterday.
We sure did.
Matt in Blacksburg.
Matt in Blacksburg won $5,000 for correctly identifying the K92 secret sound. Some people may have missed it, so let me just... opening a bag of rotisserie chicken, taking out that chicken and putting it on a plate. Mm-hmm. That's what that sound is.
I got it.
Secret sound is done, but paying out money to local listeners in our community is not. We start the 10K payday on Monday. You, listening to the sound of my voice, have as much of a chance as anybody else to win $10,000. Mm-hmm. It is that simple.
Yes.
There is not even a situation where you have to try to get through on the phone.
Nope. Not at all.
You can have as many entries as essentially you want to have in this contest just for listening to K92.
Spreading the word.
The more you listen, the better your chance will be. That is it. That's all you have to do.
And then it's $10,000.
Yep, it's in God's hands after that. So $10,000, Monday morning, 8 a.m., your very first shot.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Bless our hearts, Sophie, 27-year-old Sophie and her fiancé, Daniel. They welcomed a beautiful baby girl.
Okay,
that's good news, but she has somehow acquired a bless your heart in this situation.
Because she is being ruined on social media because she posted a picture 4 days after having the baby, full face of makeup. Women have been attacking her.
The baby had makeup?
The mom.
She had a full...
She wore makeup like through... Because now the new thing to do is during the birthing process to have your full face on.
Okay.
And people take pictures. Afterwards, you get dolled up. Well, people are going after her for contouring and looking. She looks fabulous.
Why?
Because they say that she doesn't have her priorities. Right.
Sure she does.
And so why are you not taking care of your baby instead of putting your makeup on?
I'm sure she was doing that as well. Are you supposed to hold that baby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life?
Right. But and she said she was shocked because she put the picture up there as a very cute family photo. And she looks fabulous. But people ripped her a new one.
That's so ridiculous.
For looking nice. I guess they expected her to look tired. They wanted her to look
everybody,
exhausted.
I guess that's what it is. You want that picture where the person looks like bloated, exhausted, sweaty, and tired.
And she looks nice. She looks beautiful. She didn't even have the baby 4 days ago.
How dare you look good in a picture? I want the other picture to make fun of you about later.
Or of course, people can text in a 52353. Where do you stand on it? Because I think that's perfectly fine.
You can multitask.
Yeah. Are you supposed to? Are you required to look like crap?
No.
Like after you give birth, because you feel sore and you feel like crap, but can you make yourself feel
upbeat?
You can do whatever you want. You just gave birth, so I don't care. You can sit there holding a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket looking made up in an evening gown for all I care.
Because
you just made life, man.
Right.
So you do whatever the heck you want.
And after giving birth, you feel like you need something maybe to give you a little oomph, you know?
Exactly.
So why not? If that's her thing. Put your makeup on, girls. Do whatever you want to do.
Shoot, my house, when my first kid was born, when we were getting ready, my mother-in-law was in town, and she's from Texas. She's a Southern Belle. And she said, please give me a heads up as far as the contractions, because I need to get my makeup on before we go to the hospital.
Yes.
Because I need to look good while we're there.
That's the thing. Uh-huh. Exactly.
I did not decide to sit there and judge her for some reason.
And that's what Sophie was saying. She even had her friends saying, what are you doing? Are you taking care of your child?
Maybe the fiance's holding the child right then.
I mean, she's not doing makeup all day.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe 10 minutes.
She didn't get a facelift.
No,
she put some makeup on.
Yeah, she
Again,
put makeup on.
Ladies, you can do whatever you want at that point. I know. How dare she look good?
And they'd be like, that's only 4 days after. What are you doing? You're not taking care of your child.
What's the window on when you could dress up again?
Antoine, there is no window. They're always offended. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that's a downer part of social media.
That's why when I'm King of Zach America, it's cool, because we're going to know where everybody's located. So when they do stuff like that, fine. Freedom of speech is cool, but it doesn't mean freedom of consequences. So we're going to come to your house with a big, giant hand, and we're going to slap you in the face. That's it. There's your consequences. We move on. There's ladies going after each other.
Mm-hmm.
This lady-on-lady crime. While in my mind is wonderfully sensual and erotic, it's just, it's
this
wrong.
It's not what's going on in your head right now, Zach.
No,
this is
not.
Petty.
It is.
Ugliness.
Mm-hmm. Don't be attacking
this woman.
People
shouldn't be like that. Leave her alone.
Holly in Roanoke, text 52353. She just pushed a small human out of her lady bits. She can do whatever the heck she wants.
That's right.
You're right. Amen. This other
heck
person,
yeah.
too. And they point out, and I think it's a great thing, is... Nobody said anything about Meghan Markle stepping out all dressed up and perfect.
That's
to present
facts
the baby.
Right there. No one said anything. If she showed up without makeup,
then
they would have something to say.
And it is. It's called self-care is what the texter adds, and it's not a crime to look good. And babies do sleep a ton the first few days.
Yeah.
So are you just supposed to sit there and be homely?
That's what happens on the TV shows, I guess.
It doesn't happen on a TV show.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it's all right. Why really bash someone for wanting to just take care of themselves?
TV shows are the worst, Antoine, because not only do the ladies look totally normal right after they've given birth, the babies look totally normal.
Oh, that's true.
They give birth to these wonderfully clean babies. I love all of those TV shows or sitcoms or whatever where, stereotypically something happens and they're trapped in an elevator.
Yeah.
And look, the pregnant woman is trapped in the elevator and they have to give birth to the baby in the elevator. And that baby comes out beautiful.
Clean as a whistle.
Yep, just like it came out of the laundry. Yeah. I don't know what the heck.
And the elevator is neat, too.
Exactly.
The elevator's clean.
There's no mess in the elevator. Nothing has happened.
I don't know what you women are complaining about. I've seen many a burst on TV, and they all look perfectly fine.
If you would like to kill Antoine, he's at the radio station. Let him know.
If you want websites to stop bugging you with emails, I have a solution for you. Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
Because that's what we do in the Fang Hacks,
yes.
Monica.
Uh-huh, we help people.
We help Zach. People.
Who?
Antoine, we help people.
You better disinclude yourself. Is that a word, disinclude?
I don't think so, but it sounds good. You better disinclude yourself.
That's right.
If it's not, it is now.
Oh, man.
I like it. Yeah, Fang Hacks, we try to help people. Now, Antoine and I will come up with helpful little tips or tricks or whatever, and our goal is to help as many people as possible.
Exactly.
Monica shoots for one lone wolf weirdo.
Hey, my hack, it can really help out the Henry Cavill.
The Superman.
Superman.
You're going to help out
I'm
Superman?
I'm going to help him out, yes.
Superman don't need your help.
I'm helping out Super.
Wow.
If Soup.
Now, when Monica has always said she's only going to help one person, if she does help the greatest man of all time.
How about it?
Then that.
This is her segment.
And what?
That would be interesting. Maybe we will reattach ourselves.
Re-include?
Re-disinclude. We will undisinclude. That's what we will do. Thang Hacks. So here, if you want to not be bothered by websites and the emails that they want to send you, or just having to give up your email address.
Yes.
I have two helpful websites for you. One is fun and one has to do with these emails. Yes, you could set up an email burner account, of course. Mm-hmm. You could totally do that. However, you can also go to bugmenot.com.
Bug me not.
And what they do is they have created shared logins for websites. So if you don't even want to mess with a burner account, you go in to Bug Me Not, uh-huh. You type in the website you want to have a login for, and they go, cool, here's your fake login. Use this one.
Okay.
So it's nice. You can disreinclude invest yourself from all of it. The other one involves tracking your packages because you always want to know where they are.
Yes.
Like immediately.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you want better information than what those package people are giving you sometimes.
Yes.
Antoine, Monica, I have had times where I have called up the tracking and it says United States.
That's it.
United States.
But where?
What?
Exactly. Yeah. Unacceptable. That's what happens when you end up ordering something from China.
I was about to say.
There is a website called boxo.com. So boxoh.com. Take your tracking number, enter it there, and they will show you real time on Google Maps where your package is.
Ah.
Which is also nice in your own town if you want to know where the delivery guy or gal is. Hunt them down. Yeah. Get my package!
Yeah.
Driving behind them.
Because, I mean, you have the porch pirates and stuff like that. Sometimes you want to.
But it is nice to know exactly when it's there and all of that. And yes, you can hunt after them waving your phone like a lunatic. Now, Monica is going to help Superman, but she is going to get her own segment. Right now, Antoine is going to organize Superman's bed linens, I believe, is what we have here.
Yes, because I think organization helps de-stress people and everything like that.
It does.
My closet is organized, like my clothes are organized by colors.
Look at you.
If I'm trying to figure out what I want to wear, like it's easier to find exactly. And the things I hang up are better to wear out in public.
Will you marry me?
I don't. I wouldn't organize your closet. Only my part of the closet.
Okay. We'll share a closet because we only have one. Because we are one heart, one closet, one soul.
And so to help organize your closet is with the bed linen, because you have like the fitted sheet and the top cover and the sheet and the pillowcases, all that. When you fold your fitted sheet and all your other sheets, you put them on top of each other, slide them in the pillowcase.
Therefore,
you just grab the pillowcase, all of the sheets and everything you need.
All the ones that match are already there.
Are all ready together.
It's a unit right there.
It is.
Yes. Yep, just put them in the pillowcase.
Instead of searching all around for the rest of it. And then you sort those pillowcases by color and date of purchase.
Obviously.
And height and width and every other thing.
Yes, duh. Oh.
Man, I wish I was married to someone as OCD as you.
Very OCD.
Yep. Me and my wife are like, I don't know where the pillowcases are. Just sleep on the floor. Whatever. Take a dog blanket. It'll be fine. Superman, we are here to save you.
Henry. Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
We never knew that Superman needed saving.
He does.
I had no clue.
Henry Cavill, bless his heart. He's so cute.
He's a superhero. He saves the world.
He does. But he needs to help himself a little bit.
I mean, they do say Superman is the most powerful of all the superheroes.
Yeah, he can't be big.
Yes.
He really is. He's too powerful.
Okay.
He can reverse time because he can fly so fast.
Yeah.
So the reason why we bring this up is these are Thang Hacks on a Friday, and Monica claims that her Thang Hack this week, which typically in past weeks helps no one, she now says it's going to help Superman.
At least one. And
the one.
The one.
I mean,
Superman,
if it helps Superman, it helps all of
it's
us.
It's going to help Henry Cavill, because what do we say about him all the time?
Henry Cavill, the actor who currently plays Superman, is a beautiful man. He's
beautiful,
a talented actor.
But
he's
sad.
Boring. He's boring and kind of sad.
I follow him on Instagram. He has zero friends.
He has no friends.
Okay.
He has his dog, man's best friend. And the mountains.
Fortress of Solitude. I mean, that he's Superman,
he's
Monica.
He's Superman, but he seems so sad. He'll talk to us on Instagram. And he's just, today I ate a cabbage roll.
Yes.
And he just looks at us.
Superman has no friends. I mean, you watch the movies. It's not like Superman is out with his boys at Buffalo Wild Wings when evil calls.
He's not doing anything. Henry Cavill, I'm going to help you out today if you're listening to The Morning Thing.
Okay. I'm sure he is. He's
because I'm
going to
help out your
texter.
IG. I'm going to help out your Insta.
Okay.
Now. To look like you have more friends than you do.
Oh, God.
All right.
Check this out. That's all you need to do.
Here we go.
Grab your maid if you have a maid.
Grab your maid.
A maid.
All right. And you need four different shoes. Put one black shoe on one foot. Put a blue shoe on the left. Tell your maid to change up two different shoes. Hold your camera at an angle. Put all your feet in there. And you look like you have multiple friends. Take a picture. Put it on Instagram. Livens up your Instagram.
And this
right
is to prove
there.
That me and my friends are hanging out at
right.
a foot party.
Yes. That, you know, me and my friends are hanging out because some people do an angle where you just see how many people are there and you just show the feet. They do it for bridal parties
what
and everything.
What guy have you ever seen have that as a picture?
It will liven up his Instagram feed. I'm telling you what. That's a little tip for you.
I've never
Superman.
Seen a guy ever take that picture.
So if you're like Superman who has no friends and you want to pretend you have friends.
If you want to pretend time.
Now, first of all, you need to have a maid.
Well, or someone, because he doesn't have any
a vagrant,
any friend, yeah.
homeless person.
Or you take your dog, but shave the dog's legs.
Okay, so shave your dog's legs. Yes. Now we're getting somewhere, Antoine.
Getting
now
somewhere.
We're making progress.
Oh, my Lord.
Grab a dog, shave its legs, put a human shoe on it.
I'm telling you.
Well, and this actually, Monica, this makes more sense now with the dog, because you can put four different shoes on one dog.
How about it?
I don't know how you angle him so
lay
they
him
all
down.
Met
Tell
him in the
down.
Picture.
You've increased
uh-huh.
all the pictures. I mean, yep. all the people in the picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is perfect. Oh,
it's
now,
just a little photo trick just for his Instagram feed. How about that, Superman?
May I ask, who are we showing off to on Instagram when we have no friends? Our friends?
Our Instagram friends.
Our Instagram friends.
Fake friends.
Yeah, because I look at his Instagram and I just feel like so sad.
If you want to show to your fake friends on Instagram that you have fake real friends in real life, here's how you fake
which
it.
Which is
to
sadder.
To fake it.
I don't think
which
I,
is sadder, though.
I don't think
it.
I've ever wanted to be more disincluded from your friendship than I do right now.
Oh, I'm just trying to get him to liven up his feet.
What is it? Disre-unengaged?
Disre-unengaged.
Yes.
I would
we
like
are.
To be disre-unengaged from
yes.
this segment. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Merry Christmas.
It's your thing in the morning.
Oh, it's Friday. Did you know that? Guys, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if we stay on this planet and deal with Monica's thang hacks or we go to the other planet where they're doing all of her thang hacks.
There has to be another planet where Monica doesn't exist.
Oh, hey.
That would be a dimension. Well, there's plenty of planets where she doesn't exist. You
yeah.
mean like a dimension?
Like a dimension, yeah.
I don't want to be in that dimension because it'll be a very boring dimension.
I like to have fun.
I'd come back and visit
and
you on this one.
Okay, yes. And shout out to the person that texted in and actually did that hack right there.
Well, I know they said it in the picture and everything. It's in Monica's shoe hack. Some text 52353. At least now Superman knows how to make Batman and the others jealous.
There you go.
There you go.
Help me out, Sue.
Yeah. And this person does point out, because we were getting in our thoughts there for a minute and thought, well, you know, if the radio waves shoot out into space, what if there's a planet that follows all of Monica's thang hacks?
Mm-hmm.
And this person does say at 52353, it would be very hard to take an alien invasion serious if they were all wearing toilet seats around their necks.
Yeah,
yeah, we're running down. We have a great intern project that's about to happen here starting next week where they have to go back and do all of Monica's thang hacks. Around, find
get them,
all
gather
them
all together.
We almost have to gather them all and then make the intern do them all.
I thought that's what you were saying.
I didn't mean it until
oh,
I said
man.
It. And then it sounded like a good idea when it came out of my mouth. I
yeah.
don't know.
It's a daily picture on Instagram on the K92 Radio Instagram page.
We'll have the toilet seat tray table.
There's a lot of them.
We had the creepy baby head nightlight.
Yeah.
The cardboard hat.
Yep.
The can hole in your living room.
Oh, what about the pizza box? Remember that?
Which one was that one?
To block the grease. When you're cooking in the kitchen, you take an old pizza box and use it as a shield.
The pizza box shield? I
like,
forgot about
like,
that one.
Like, you're,
back in the
like
day.
You're in a movie 300?
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me too of the popcorn smoke alarm that I forgot.
Right. Yep.
The
don't do that one at home. Though.
Smoke alarm. Oh, and that's right. The space heater food warmer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yep, we have that one. We have an umbrella up your butt, a fidget spinner as your door handle crank, ketchup pocket, popcorn. Yeah, there's so many. I feel like there's some that we've forgotten, too. So that is going to be an amazing project for an intern.
Oh, boy. Can't they're going
to have Christina
fun
here. And a shout out to the FedEx guy who says, please, for the love of God, do not hunt me down just because you know on Google Maps where your package is. And it sounds like that happens.
The FedEx guy, UPS guy, they've turned into the ice cream truck.
They do?
That's pretty much what they are now.
Ice cream! No, you can't follow me. Even if you know that your package is on there, and I know this poor guy, and he's right, too. It's his early 4Q. He says, the FedEx guy, where you have time to follow me all around town, flashing your lights and waving at me like a moron to see if I have a package for you, but you claim you don't have time to drive 2 blocks to Walmart to buy your own damn dog food that you're waiting for on Amazon.
Yep. Gotcha.
Amen to him. And I believe this says it all in this text. Please, God, no to that thang hack. To the thang hawk. I ruined it.
It's a hawk.
No to the thang hack, but oh my God, I love this show. Oh. There we are.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Man, you can buy anything on Amazon. You ain't got enough room in your house. Maybe your grandparents are coming to visit or something. You don't have an extra bedroom. Well, now you can just buy an extra bedroom on Amazon. There
on
you
Amazon,
go.
Amazon, how what? Much? How do you do that? You just order it and the truck just pulls it up to your house?
No. This does involve a hammer and some tools and stuff.
Boy.
It's a DIY backyard guest house. You can buy this on Amazon.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
And you had to build it.
But look at it, Monica.
Oh, that's not bad.
I know.
Yeah,
I like
it's a legit
it.
Guest house. It's nice. With a view and everything.
I kind of would like to build. Jared would like to build that.
Wow, you caught yourself.
Oh.
Jared, my husband, would like to be told that he would like to build
Jared
this.
Jared built our deck, and he was like, I went out and said on part, like, partial.
Before,
part before it was finished. I'm like, would you like me to help? He's like, no.
No, I want it to
no.
be right. Go
and
back
I said,
inside.
Oh, well, then you need water, and I'll just sit here.
Please don't eat my ribeye. Thank you very much. $7,000. I get it. But it's a house. I mean,
it's pretty nice. If you have the land and you set it up right,
it's a nice little room, and then it's got a nice little covered patio that you sit on, and you put it in your backyard. I'm going to build this for myself.
Yeah.
This would be my room.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Yeah, it comes on Amazon, free shipping, and all that stuff.
Daddy time.
I know. Now, if you want to add electricity or air conditioning or whatever,
that's on you.
That is on you to figure out. But you really can order anything on Amazon.
Number two
trending, because never do we get political around here. Don't care. You know, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Y'all can fight all you want. But every now and then it starts trickling into affecting things, because I guess we're at trade war with China right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care about the details. I don't want to get into it. It doesn't matter. But it's starting to hit me where it matters. And that's my Apple charger. Okay.
What?
Price is going up on those things, Antoine.
No, I don't have those issues.
Because they're subject to a 25% tariff. Apple charger is $70, by the way.
Yep.
An Apple charger is $70?
For like an iPad.
Wow.
iPhone, different story.
They get you. They know.
But an iPad, it comes with this fancy, it's a little square, and it, just like every other charger. You know what? If you want to charge $70 for a charger, that is fine. But please, can we make one that doesn't get all frayed and stupid on the end in 1 second? Shame.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't worry, Anton. Your cheap, lousy Android chargers are unaffected by this because
we're safe.
Yeah, no one. What are we going to do? Tax a penny on a penny? Who cares?
Number one
trending. Speaking of smartphones, this is a really cool invention that parents may eventually be able to use to avoid a trip to the doctor.
Oh.
They're working on it right now. There's some researchers at a university, and they've developed an app that can tell if your kid has an ear infection.
Okay. All right.
Which is really cool, because ear infections are one of the most common reasons you end up having to go to the pediatrician.
Yeah.
So it's like, you already know what it is. It's like, can we just get this over with? Give me the antibiotic. Yeah. We'll be all set. So they've developed an app where they make a little cone out of a piece of paper. And then they kind of, you put it in the kid's ear canal. Uh-huh. And the other end, your phone has this app that sends these beams in bird-like chirps at a specific frequency down into the kid's ear, and the microphone detects the sound waves bouncing off the eardrum and can diagnose an ear infection.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, technology is amazing. At the same time, it's so many good things and bad.
Right.
But.
So many great things like this, or how great I look as a woman on my Snapchat filter.
And
I mean,
we're back.
Finally, technology is being used to our advantage. So this is not available to normal people like us yet, or really anytime soon, but it sounds like they're going to apply for patents and maybe be able to sell this thing. Mm-hmm. And that would be amazing to be able to do that. Save the time, save the money, save the trip to the doctor, all of those things. And yes, my Instagram at K92Zach if you want to see how beautiful I am as a woman, especially in comparison.
You love yourself.
Yeah, Antoine, I mean, you look fine.
I was attractive. I am attractive.
You're a 6.
What?
Oh, yeah. He gave you a 6?
No. What do you give yourself then?
He gave himself like a 9 or 10.
I'm about an 8. I'm cute. I'm not, you know, some sort of supermodel hot, but I'm soccer
mom.
You're
cute, like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. I'm an 8.
Cute.
Monica, he's a 6. Would you disagree?
He has sass.
I'm only a 6, Monica?
I'll give you a 7. Seven and a half.
Yes, at least a 7.5.
But you have like a little, like a 7.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
7.5. She said it. Don't make a question. We're going with it.
But you have like that little rough sassiness.
You mean to tell me that I'm an 8 and he's a 7.5?
I gave you a 9 or 10.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Wait, he's almost perfect?
Well, he has that Elizabeth Hasselbeck, The View.
So
hey!
She bumped you up, but you are still miles away from me.
Fork you! Fork you! Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told fork you? You don't need that hanging over your head.
Heck you need to chop its head off!
Do it!
It's Game of Thrones just getting me all fired up. You know, everything's all crazy. But yeah, you need to free it up. You need to tell them
fork you!
And let me start by saying fork you to the t-shirt lady.
The t-shirt lady. Who is that?
Y'all don't know who the t-shirt lady is. But the t-shirt lady is in my home and ruining my life. It's affecting my whole family. It's a disease. The t-shirt lady is a disease. It is some woman. She owns some sort of thrift clothing store in Texas.
Okay.
And she does a Facebook live feed every night that my wife is obsessed with. And my mother-in-law also obsessed with. So from a distance, they watch it together and they sit there in the little chat and they keep buying things, the two of them.
Okay.
Every day.
I've never heard about the t-shirt lady.
You don't need to know about the t-shirt lady because it's just it's a random thrift store in Texas. And she comes out and she says, hey, look at this shirt. It's so beautiful. All right, Jessica, I got that for you. I'll put that in an envelope. And then they just send it off. Like she sits there and goes, it's $9. And people say, I'll buy it. And then they send it off to you.
I'm not mad at her, though.
Kind of like those LuLaRoe Facebook Live things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now it's a t-shirt lady in Texas.
And I am
She's making her money.
I'm not mad at her either. I'm mad that the women in my life are all hooked. Yeah. And now the children are watching, too. They're like, is the t-shirt lady on?
It's a show. They want a shirt, too.
Oh, my God. And every
give it some time. You're going to have a shirt.
DVR the t-shirt lady.
Uh-huh. Zach's going to be buying shirts from t-shirt
packages lady. Keep showing up at the house. And I say to my wife, I'm like, are we on a budget here or anything?
My mom must have bought that for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Who or what needs to be told fork you, Monica Brooks?
Fork you to birds that poop sideways. How are they doing
fork
it?
Fork
you to birds that poop all over your car. They poop on your house, but they poop at an angle where you're like, how did you even poop that way? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, did you swing your ass? You know, like, did you swing your ass that way to my house? I don't know. I was like, so now we have to, you know, just go and spray the house, spray the car. Like, we have these birds that are just getting on my nerves.
So they've managed to poop sort of on the
walls. At an angle. Like, you have to really aim and scoot your butt and then just, phew.
You got
to
swing that booty.
Yeah.
It's some sort
of. You ate something bad.
It's a twerk of poop is what it is.
It's a twerk of poop and you just had a tummy ache.
So they're flying and instead of just dropping it down, they're sort of.
They don't drop it.
They turn.
They swoop.
They pop it. They drop it. And they lock
and
it.
Drop it.
It's a turn. That's what they're doing. They're flying towards your house.
Yeah.
And then they turn. And when they turn,
I think it's an ambush. I think they're waiting. They're waiting for me to walk out the house so they can really angle it toward me.
Oh my God.
Just swing their butts over there and just pew.
If you get pooped in the face
at an angle on top of
that, I'm going to die.
Yep. They're going to figure it out. They're going to figure out a way to poop in your ear like you're walking down the street.
I was sitting outside yesterday and I said, no, this is a setup. I don't see any of them. This is an ambush.
You know, this is a great tie-in, too, that later in the show we're going to talk about jerk animals. Because these birds, and I'm with you, there's something they know.
They do.
My car was all nice and clean the other day. I came out, and it was as if an army of tiny little diarrhea birds all came after it. because it wasn't just one big poop or even two or three big poops. It was these tiny little poop pellets. It was like, beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. They get you.
Yeah, rapid fire. So also, just so you know, if you see a woman outside screaming, why are you birds pooping all sideways on my house? That's Monica, so just say hi.
Uh-huh.
Fork you!
Antoine!
fork you to people who pull up beside me when I'm driving and let their window up. I'm having a car concert, and I know you didn't pay for a ticket, and you weren't invited to this concert, but that hurts my feelings.
Oh, I see. Because they hear you're singing.
Yes, and then they roll their window up. That's very inconsiderate. That concert was for everybody. It was like a party in the park. Parkway. Party on the Parkway is what my concert's called.
I appreciate your joy and your love of life and your ability to drive and sing and all those things. I have heard you sing.
Zachary?
It's bad.
It's from the soul. It's from a soulful place.
Is it?
Yes. A place of joy.
You want to give us a little bit of it?
From a dark place.
You want to give us a little taste?
I haven't had any tea. I haven't had any hot tea this morning.
Oh, no, Mariah. Tea.
People need to understand. So when we sing the song at the end of the show, Monica and Zach
here we
and
go.
Antoine.
I knew this
so
was coming.
When I put the microphones on, I put me 100%.
Yep.
Monica 100%.
Yep.
And then during the singing, Antoine is at about 55%.
I've noticed. I've looked over.
You sound better when you're quieter. I'm telling you. When I put you on regular, it's pretty awful. Let's say good morning to Kayla. Hello, Kayla.
Hi, guys.
All right, hey. Kayla, who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Fork you to Virginia Tech graduation for being at 8 a.m. on a Friday morning.
Oh, I know. This is one of those mornings where
it
is crazy busy. Traffic is ridiculous. And it's congratulations to everybody.
Traffic.
But then, Kayla, you just got to go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to go to work. I'm stuck in traffic right now. I left over an hour and a half earlier than I usually do.
And still.
It's just still stuck in traffic.
Yeah. It shuts down that town.
That's the worst. On graduation day.
I don't know why we managed to motor through on game day football. There's a lot of people in town.
70,000 people
in
there.
What is it? You know what it is? It's because it's everybody's relatives. It's always everybody's relatives.
In town.
Never been there before.
Kayla, you've been sitting in traffic for an hour and a half. You deserve a prize. So hang on 1 second. We'll get her a little something. Let's do, we have two Amandas. So we'll start with the first Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
All right, who or what? Not that.
Fuck you.
No pressure.
I want to say fork you to a lot of my coworkers. I'm not going to name any names, but there's quite a few of them. They've been calling out like 2 to 3 times a week, and this is like an every week thing.
It's so frustrating, and it is frustrating. As someone who knows a lot of people who own businesses and things like that, it's so hard to find good help. And yet at the same time, we get people that say, it's so hard to find a job. It really isn't.
No.
No, it's not.
There are people desperate for people who want to work.
Yep.
Yes, do a lot of work. Problem is, there's not a lot of places want to hire you, pay you great money, and then have you do nothing. Trust me, I'm looking for that job, too. My resume is out everywhere for that.
I like my job. It's a hard job, but I don't understand that. I guess I could understand maybe the occasional playing husband,
right,
but I'm
like you. I would feel guilty. I would feel like I'm doing something wrong. I'm cheating myself. I'm cheating the people.
You're doing it every week.
Yeah, all of those things. All right, we have one more Amanda. Hi, Amanda W.
Hi.
All right, who or what needs to be told? Well, we'll do it again.
Fork you.
Go for it, Amanda.
Fork you, avocado hand.
Avocado hand. What is that? Is that the injury?
That is the injury that comes from cutting into an avocado you didn't realize was so right.
Oh, and it goes, and then the knife hits your hand on the other side, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
Urgent care, yes.
Okay.
So you cut your hand so bad, courtesy of a stupid avocado, which is always not as good as you want it to be, ever.
Ugh.
And you're there bleeding. Do you have to get stitches or anything?
They glued me back together.
So okay.
All good, but by the time I got home, the avocado, which I had cut into, was all brown and nasty.
Oh, of course it was.
Sitting there.
No, seriously, Amanda, if you had gone into the bathroom to get a napkin by the time you come back, that avocado was brown and disgusting.
Now, I've never had avocado before. Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. Is it worth it? Like,
no.
So, Amanda, are you going to have another avocado soon?
Yes, I will. But
see, it's worth it then.
No, don't. Antoine, you're a picky eater. Don't eat it.
Oh, yeah, he won't like it. It's
you
way too
Thank
slimy
you, Amanda.
And weird. I have breaking news, the unfortunate passing of a legend. I do have a story of survival, though, that will go
okay.
A miraculous story of survival. Text 52353, who or what needs to be told.
Fork you!
Hannah in Giles says, fork you to my kids' toys laying in the middle of the floor in the middle of the night and making me think it's a mouse.
Yep. Oh, I thought she stepped on it or something.
I know.
That hurts.
I was thinking like a Lego or something.
Yeah. I did. all the time with their toys. I do. I think it's either a mouse doo-doo is what I usually think it is. It's dog poop. And then I turn the lights on and it's not.
Yeah.
My kids have been tormenting my poor wife with a fake cockroach for the last
just
2 days.
Just messing with her.
Oh, my God.
The kids' toys, it's so easy to mess with us adults. I mean, and fork you to toys that talk in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Because Hendrix has a little teddy bear that says a prayer. And it just automatically starts talking.
Oh, is it the Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep one? It's so creepy. It's like you're about to be killed by
Chucky. In the middle of
the
night, no one messed with it.
Now I lay me down to sleep, you are going to die.
And you know what I say? I just ignore it and go back to sleep.
I know.
No matter what. It could be a toy. It could be a ghost.
Don't ask questions.
Go to bed.
Don't ask any questions.
Right. Because what does the dumb person in the horror movie always do?
Let's see what he's talking about.
Get up to investigate.
Nope.
You walk away from it.
And Monica knows her African-American heritage. The black people always get killed in the horror movie. So
I'm not going over there.
Staying right here. Thank you very much. Okay, I do need to pass along. It's unfortunate, but Grumpy Cat has died. Breaking news.
I remember Grumpy Cat.
The Grumpy Cat. Mm-hmm. 7 years old.
Yeah.
There is a real cat behind the picture of Grumpy Cat, of course.
We forget
and,
that.
Yeah, that cat's name is Tartar Sauce.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tartar Sauce. And Tartar Sauce, unfortunately, had a UTI and complications, passed away at age 7. So that's sad. Grumpy Cat is one of the OG internet legends right there.
Like one of the first memes.
Yeah. All started with just a picture of a cat and then went completely viral. And from there, it just it took off after the picture was on Reddit and
T-shirts,
multi-million dollar empire this cat has created.
Yep.
All from one internet picture. So there is that. That is unfortunate. Now, I do have an amazing story of survival.
Okay.
Ooh.
If you haven't watched last week's Game of Thrones, now is your time to leave. Okay. I feel like it's been a while since then.
All right.
But some stuff went down, and I'll dance around it in some ways, but some stuff went down, and a lot of people did not make it through last week's episode of Game of Thrones. Lots of people.
Right.
There was fire. There was lots of fire.
It was.
There was lots of burning. There was lots of things going down. Very angry dragons. I have found a miraculous survivor of all of that. The carnage that was there, Antoine. You saw the carnage.
I saw the carnage.
You think no one could survive this. We found a survivor, Monica, and she spoke to the local news.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well,
I remember that,
Can't take down Sweet Brown.
Nope.
Hanging out in King's Landing, she still Sweet made Brown. It through. Props to her. All the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang. I almost felt like saying that like a leprechaun. All the week that was.
A lucky day.
Here on the K92 Morning Thang. Where's my lucky show?
Ooh.
I'm going to stop doing that now. The top moments of the week. We count them down. There's all sorts of stuff we do. I had a hard time narrowing it down this week.
That's a good thing.
Seven different clips I was trying to decide between.
Well, that's really good.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the way you want it. If I'm scrapping, boy, what's number three going to be?
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's when it gets a little scary. So we count them down for your top moments of the week. We start with someone who is not even an official member of the K92 Morning Thang. I mean, he is because his life is shared here all the time.
Yes, it is.
It's Monica's little turd, Hendrix. 4 years old and full of questions at the grocery store and full
Lots
of enthusiastic
of
questions as well.
It was every aisle. He was looking for someone in every aisle. And if he couldn't find someone, it was me with whatever food product. So we're in the freezer aisle, and there's frozen those Texas toast garlic knots.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And so Hendrix says, what is that? That's like that right there. And he said, what's that?
What is
I said,
it?
It's Texas toast garlic knots.
Okay.
What's that? I said, it's bread. Bread. And you know how they have the signs hanging down for the aisles, and it tells you what's in the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so loud. I said, it's a sign. It just details what's in the aisle, what number it is. He said, what? It scared me. Ah! It scared me. What is that? Like, why do you do that?
Man, I appreciate his enthusiasm.
I told Monica, I said, I don't know if you ruined Hendrix for me or made him that much more exciting for me.
Oh,
he's always.
Don't let him start with question number one. Nope.
We should put him and Antoine together, you know, Big Turd and Little Turd, and just let him start asking questions and see how long it goes. Just how far does it go? That's what we need.
I just go home. You can babysit and he'll stay tonight.
Hendrix can have his own. He can have his own interview segment here on the show. Like he's our Oprah. He's our Barbara Walters. And yeah, he'll sit down with you. He'll sit down with people. You know, he'll sit down with the issues. He'll go, what's that? I think it's a great idea. Top clip number two. I lost my wife.
Yes.
Found her.
Uh huh.
But I lost her. She went out with the girls. She was supposed to come home. Gone. Where'd she go? Friday night, she goes out. Girls' night. Yeah. That's fine. Yep. Whatever. I don't care. Cool. Have fun. See you later. I wake up. It's 2 a.m.
Ooh.
Where is my wife?
Where is my wife?
This is a heck of a girls' night.
Yeah, but that's really late. Yeah. And then I start wondering. I'm like, okay, hopefully everything's
she's
fine.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and make sure. And through the beauty of technology, and when everyone is linked to everyone, I can just call up on my phone to see where is her phone currently. And it says, my house.
Oh.
Funny, I'm at my house. Hmm. I'm go downstairs. She's on the couch. She's just asleep.
Well, good.
She couldn't make it up those steps.
Yeah, I
she's
guess
like,
not.
Nope, not doing it. Going to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Did too much.
I woke her up and said, hey, you want to go to bed? She said, how long have you been there? I'm like, how long have you been there? This is not the time for you to be asking questions to me.
That's a good night, though. She had fun.
It was a bad morning,
though.
I'd
say it's a rough morning.
Tell you that
you feel
much.
It in the morning, yes.
Antoine, do you have any idea what the top clip of the week might be?
I have a guess.
It's not about you.
I'm not in it at all.
Well, I mean, you're in it because you're on the show. Well, of course you're in it.
Well, I was thinking the Snapchat thing.
Oh, that's
what I was thinking.
See,
top
that was a great moment.
So many different things. That would actually, that would be all about you is
that
the
was
fact
so
that
wonderful.
Lady Antoine is not nearly
Wait,
as attractive as Lady Zach.
You didn't have to word it that way.
But yet I did.
Yeah.
You know, we almost need a top clip in review number two,
a
like
bonus.
A part two. Yeah, we might have to do that for a Monday show because there were so many from this
that
week. That's great to run down. No, it's more about pure evil.
Mm.
The evil that is Monica Brooks. Bad wife. Bad housemate. Mm-mm. Bad human in general.
Completely.
Eating her husband's steak before he even had a chance to eat it.
I ate Jared's steak.
You!
Well, yesterday we had a meeting. I was a little hangry. I get home. I see that ribeye.
So he never even got his opportunity. He saved it for himself. And then before he even gets to his next meal, you eat that thing.
But anyway, you know, what's the rule on that? Just like we talk about spoilers.
Yeah, we pause that for a second. I know.
I don't get that.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, whatever. Who cares? Awful. All right, continue.
You have 24 hours or so to watch a movie. What's the rule on when it's food?
I would say you have to give him at least to the next meal, which
yes.
you did not do. So
to
there's
the next
that.
Meal.
He didn't even get a chance. But anyway.
Whatever.
We're still talking about that? That was so 3 seconds ago. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, dang. I made it up.
Yeah.
I made it up to him.
You did. Mm-hmm. Monica did make it up to him. Yeah, she didn't make it up in that was fake. This all happened. She is that bad human. But she did at least apologize and get him his own steak the next day, and she didn't get herself a steak.
No, I cooked him a ribeye. Very nice. Cooked medium rare, just like he likes it. There you go.
That was good. Top moments of the week in the books. I think we have to do a bonus one. So we got the lady thing, Antoine's souvenir guilt. The $9 beer, the microwave game.
There was
we
a
had
lot.
So much this week,
there was a
dang.
Lot this week.
Yep. Monica's lame anniversary. Like all those things.
Oh,
it was so much. So,
that Snapchat.
I think we have to do it. Yeah, the Snapchat,
Mrs.
though, in
Seaweed.
Particular. We'll get into that. Lady Seaweed.
That's
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Oh, baby. Here we go. We say good morning to Kara in Blacksburg. Hi, Kara. Oh, let me. It helps if I actually activate her phone. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
Kara is in Blacksburg, which means, like everybody else, she's probably sitting in some sort of traffic right now.
Yes. My son is. I'm taking him to school, and we are going 20 miles an hour on 460.
We almost need to just. There should be no school, no work this day on graduation day. No, I'm serious.
Because everyone's out there.
Everyone's out there, and it's just. It is a madhouse. It's too hard.
It's chaos.
It is chaos, and there's no reason for everybody to be in the chaos. But the good news is, Kara, you're going to maybe win $1,000 because of that chaos.
I'm so excited.
Okay, did you go get your three free answers from Uptown Cheapskate?
I did.
Okay, fantastic.
Perfect.
So everybody else, it's facebook.com/UptownRoanoke. Monday's answer should be up there right now. Mm-hmm. Get you ready to go. Uptown Cheapskate, I was told yesterday by Sam at Uptown, they are looking to buy.
Yep.
So if you want to make money right now,
leaving from school,
they want your clothes.
You're graduating.
They will rip them right off of your body.
But clean out your rooms.
Yeah, if you just cleaned out your room and you're coming back from college, you want to get rid of some stuff. I was thinking, as the seasons are changing, I'm kind of sick of all my short sleevey kind of stuff. Uh-huh. I want new stuff. So I want to like take some of my long sleeve stuff, get rid of it, get some short sleeves.
Waiting on you.
Yeah, your winter stuff. Don't bother packing it away if you're not really a fan of it anyway. Sell it.
That's right. Make some money.
Get some money. Transition it into
and
some summer clothes.
Shop a little bit because you guarantee you're
exactly.
Gonna shop.
So they're Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke, and again, they are buying right now. So if you're looking to make some money, you can sell some clothes. Let's do this right now. Kara, 60 seconds to answer as many of these as you can. Get them all right. You win $1,000. It's $10 for every single one you do get right. You may pass at any time. We will come back if there's time. And that, I believe, is that. We ready to roll, Kara?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds will start when I finish reading the first question. Good luck. Here we go. Question one, pop quiz. Steve Rogers is the name of what Avengers superhero?
Captain America.
Yes.
Yep. All right. What author wrote the horror novel It?
You can pass.
Okay. Kristen Bell is the voice of what character in the movie Frozen?
Anna.
Yep.
Yes.
What is Will Smith's daughter's name? Is it Wanda or Willow?
Willow.
Yep.
Yes.
True or false, singer Rihanna's last name is Fenty?
True.
Yes.
Who is the villain in the Disney movie Aladdin?
Jafar.
Yep. Yes.
Bryan Cranston played drug lord Walter White on what TV show?
Breaking Bad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which race of the horse racing Triple Crown is this weekend?
Pat.
Okay. What is the first name of singer Adele's son?
Pat.
Okay. In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which kid falls in the chocolate river?
Oh, Pat.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the horror novel, It. Who wrote it?
Oh, God, I'm blinking.
You know him.
Mm-hmm, you do know it.
You know him. He's right there.
I know.
Okay. What about the race of the Triple Crown? Just throw one out there.
Kentucky Derby?
Nope. It's not, but that's okay.
But you got $60.
$60.
$60, there you go.
That's a nice little haul. Don't tell your son you won $60 because he'll just want to buy something. So, like, mommy lost. I'm sorry. Aww. Let me run down some of them. You will kick yourself. Author who wrote It is Stephen King. Yeah, the guy who writes all of them. So there is that. The Preakness is this weekend. The Kentucky Derby was a couple weeks ago, and then the Preakness is the second one. Angelo is Adele's son.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, it's the little fat German kid, Augustus Gloop.
Augustus. Oh.
I knew it was Drew, but I couldn't remember his first name.
Yeah.
That's a minute.
I would have accepted last name, so that would have been
fun. Out there.
Yeah, $60.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
They say no regrets, but Taylor Swift, she says she does regret one thing.
What does she regret?
Calling out Joe Jonas back in 08. Because you know they dated briefly?
Yeah.
And she called him out.
Yeah, she made some reference about him being in one of her songs on the album. Mm-hmm. And this is her now reflecting back on it.
What is the most rebellious thing you did as a teenager?
Probably when I, like, put Joe Jonas on blast on your show. That was too much.
Was it?
Yeah. I was 18. We laugh about it now.
Oh, but that's good.
That was some mouthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just some teenage stuff there.
She was in her feelings.
Yeah, she did have a lot of mouthy teenage stuff.
Yeah, and she dated a lot of guys and wrote a lot of music about them.
And he upgraded anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is no Sophie Turner. I said it. I said it. It's not up for debate. I said it.
He definitely has a type.
Yeah, because they are like
tall, all slim. Leg.
I think they're similar.
Yeah, they are. They're cute.
One of them has a British accent.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is an interesting one for me, and we've talked about this before, because I think she is a beautiful person. She is very talented. She is just not my type at all.
Right. I think she's pretty, and she's very cute, like school picture cute.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you know what it is? It's like me snap filter cute is what it is. The Zach Jackson lady snap filter. I've got that Taylor Swift sort of
And when she tries to deliver the sexy, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
That's not her. Yeah.
And Monica, when I deliver the sexy, don't you worry. You'll know all about it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. What else you got?
Selena Gomez. She is the third most followed person on Instagram. And she still thinks social media is terrible, by the way.
Yeah.
She was 150 million.
I don't even know what she's at. But
social media has really been terrible for my generation. It does scare me when you see how exposed that these young girls and young boys are. And it can be great in moments. But I would just be careful and allow yourself some time limits of when you should use it and when you shouldn't.
And she's another one. She's just like, she's cute.
Yep.
But she still has that like
baby face.
Baby.
That voice. Her like voice an old lady. Sounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I've never heard her
but
voice before.
She's been going through a lot lately, I think. That's
she has.
What it is.
Had some mental health issues and things. Social media is so tough because it's
terrible.
It's here. It's terrible. It's great in some things. I don't even know what to think. She's right on everything she says, but then I get it. And immediately what happens is people go, oh, she's ungrateful and she should be happy. She makes money off her followers and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but y'all are also jerks.
They were talking about Bethany Frankel, her ex-husband, Jason Hoppe. He says that he tried to use social media against her in their custody battle. He said, well, she's on Instagram posting for her followers more than she is a mom. And she says, well, my posts pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, my posts are what gets me money.
It is true.
So, yeah. So what's the, what
and then her army
that?
Probably attacked him.
And she pays for his lawyer.
Yep. That too.
In the divorce.
My God. The whole thing. It is amazing. You can become a millionaire at your own house, regular person, because of that. And in that way, it's great. And then it does. It brings out the cesspool of all of us as well. Some animals, they're so nice. And then other ones, you're a jerk. Stupid jerk animal. Jerk animals, they're out there, man. I do believe, Antoine, they are smart enough that they know what they're doing.
Oh, I'm 100% positive, especially squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
So the squirrels are bothering you?
They are infringing.
They're infringing. Monica, you better watch out. They're infringing.
No, there's a squirrel that lives in the backyard that's always coming and stealing bird feed. And then when I'll go out there, because there's been times when I ran out there and just screamed at the squirrel, like, hey, get away. The squirrel will look at me, give me a head nod, and then just scurry off.
But technically, aren't you on the squirrel's land?
The squirrel?
Because the squirrel is God's creature. So you're on his property?
I'm God's creature.
The devil's beef stew?
I feel attacked.
I'm just showing, I'm trying to look at it from the squirrel's point of view.
Mm-mm.
He has a tree probably in your yard?
Yes.
Okay, that's his tree.
No, so it's not his tree. That's the tree I pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
You share property.
He don't feed and water
there's
that tree.
There's unpaid property over Roanoke.
Where's the property line?
He's infringing on it. It's not where he lives.
Squirrel ain't got no deed to that property.
The tree that he goes to is within my property line.
Yeah.
Was a tree there before the house?
You know what? I'm done talking.
It doesn't matter. Look here, Monica. We have thumbs, so I don't care what you think. I'm with you, man. Squirrels are the worst.
They're terrible.
I got this family of squirrels. I don't know. How long does a squirrel even live?
Forever.
I feel like it's forever.
Yes.
Or I think they pass down the exact same traits to their offspring. Uh-huh. They stay in those same areas and they just become the same. Because I feel like I've been dealing with the same jerk squirrels that live in the tree in my front yard for my whole life.
It's the same family.
Yep. Stupid squirrels. They always run around. They steal my tomatoes. I got to go pick them the day before they're ripe.
And they're just sitting watching.
Uh-huh. They threw I have those gutter guards, to keep the leaves out. Damn, squirrel threw that guard off so he could crawl into the gutter and hang out in
that's
there.
His house.
It's his man cave.
Yeah.
He
wants to get away too sometimes in the family.
And then I end up looking like some goofy old man in a sitcom or a cartoon or, the next Friday movie because I'm out there with a broom banging on the gutter going, you get out of here. You get out that gutter.
You and Antoine outside yelling at the squirrels.
I just run out there just screaming.
Meanwhile, Monica sleeps in a bed full of squirrels.
Gather
That's
my
what
squirrel
it is.
Friends.
She sends them out like Snow White.
That's okay. Every bird in town sideways poop twerks on her house.
Gosh,
so that works out. Oh my God. There's some great texts. I got to go through a bunch of these. My husband and I had a fight. So when I got home after work, I grabbed a beer and went to our barn to calm down. My boy goat must have sensed the tension and proceeds to attack me. Legit attack me. And here I am fending off this goat in one hand, with the other hand trying to keep my beer from spilling.
So, oh.
Priorities.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
A self-centered, obnoxious jerk.
Yep. Let's see. Last summer, my husband and I had a rogue male cardinal that continuously flew into our back porch door. It's all glass and very open. And every day for a month, he flew into it repeatedly throughout the day, pooped all over our porch as well as our cars, finally hit the door one too many times and died from the trauma.
Dang.
Yikes. What's wrong with that bird?
That
bird
was, like, that was, he seen Bird Box.
The bird was going through something.
What?
I don't know. He was going a little crazy. You watch that movie? Just keep running into a wall? Good gosh, bird. Calm
down.
That's
right. The bird into the people. Okay, now it makes sense.
I was confused. I was confused. I'm with you now.
I can't believe I just said now that makes sense.
It makes sense to you.
Oh, God, I understood that.
Do you have a headache?
Oh, my Lord.
what is life now?
I need a drink. Is it too early to drink? I don't know. I believe I found the jerkiest of jerk animals in all of Virginia's Blue Ridge.
All right.
I'll explain in a second. And the funniest goat. Text 52353. I work for FedEx. At my last stop, I had a goat get in the back of my truck and he wouldn't get out.
Get out, goat.
Come on, goat.
Oh, that's a goat's truck.
Yep.
Now, that's something you Snapchat.
You deliver these packages.
Facebook Live. What are they doing?
anyone order the goat?
Yeah. Well, I guess you got to get rid of them because they'll start eating those packages.
Goats really will eat anything.
They will.
I had a toy as a kid. It was called Gobbles the Goat. Uh-huh. And it was this little plastic goat. It was hilarious. You can find it on the internet. So it came with these little plastic things. So it was like a little strip of tin cans or garbage or other stuff. And you would put it in the goat's mouth and then you would crank his tail and the mouth would go.
Just chew on it?
And it would come out his butt out the other side.
Oh. Wow.
Gobbles was awesome, man. Wish I still had that goat.
Oh, you want
great goat. All right. Worst cat ever. Here it is. Jerkiest of jerk animals. Text 52353. I had a cat that would deliberately catapult off of my husband's.
Show us. Balls.
While he was sleeping. Horrible.
That's just me.
What a horrible cat.
That cat would do it one time. They'd be an orphan.
A cat would do it all the time. Sleeping.
No,
you
one time.
You can't do that.
I can give it to like my cousin.
Oh, I see. But then it's not an orphan.
I know. It's just not in my house
anymore. What you're saying is the cat is now a foster cat.
Yes, that's what it is. Sorry.
Your cousin up for that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Like, by the way, sleep face down. Whatever you do, sleep on your stomach. We have the awesome foursome, four throwback songs all over the map. So Antoine's got one, Monica's got I got one. But then there's an empty spot, and that is for y'all. So start texting into 52353. Let us know the song you need to have to kick off this weekend. There's some clouds today, but the weather actually looking pretty good.
Yep.
So what do you need to part the heavens, to open up the skies, to move those clouds and bring weekend into your life? Text 52353. The only rule is name and town, so I can shout you out when I play your song. So let us know what song you want to hear. Anything goes as we get ready now for the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Paw Patrol tickets on the line. It's a Hip Hop Spelling Bee. It's a Hip Hop Spelling Bee.
Say what?
It's a Hip Hop Spelling Bee. The Hip Hop Spelling Bee.
Shona.
What's up, everybody? It's plain to see. Hip Hop names are all funky. So let's sit down, just you and me, and play the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. There we go. Monica Brooks, you were selected first. So you get to go first.
Okay.
Here we go. Monica Brooks, please spell Meek Mill. Meek Mill.
Meek Mill.
Rapper Meek Mill.
M-E-E-K-M-I-L-L. Meek Mill.
Oh, she's very confident on that one.
Yes. Correct.
That was a softball. That was a softball right there for you.
It was.
Man, the problem is the rest of them are 200-mile-an-hour fastballs. So
that's true.
There's no in-between.
It really isn't. Okay, that's one for you. Antoine, are you ready?
Yes.
Hip Hop Spelling Bee, please spell Tyga.
Okay, Tyga. Tyga. T-Y-G-A. Tyga.
Correct.
There we go. That's a relative softball as well. Yes. So there we go.
He's building our confidence up.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Monica Brooks.
Yes.
She's on the charts right now. Powerful lady.
Ooh.
Please spell Megan Thee Stallion.
Who?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, she is popular.
We play Megan Thee Stallion?
We don't play Megan Thee Stallion.
I was going to say, what?
But she is on the charts. Okay.
Hip-hop charts right
Megan
now.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Crap. Megan Thee Stallion. M-E... What is she doing with her name?
She's spelling
what is
it.
She doing?
What are you doing with your name, you Stallion?
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion.
M-E... E. G. H. A. A. N.
A. A. N. Okay, so two A's. Megan!
The Stallion.
Yes.
T. H. E.
Uh huh.
And then Stallion, what are you doing with it? S. T. A. L. She probably has.
All right, I'll see.
It's taking too long. I can't do
it. You screwed it up a long time ago. It's fine. Antoine, your chance to steal.
Antoine has it.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I mean, I know who she is.
She's on the charts, man.
Megan Thee Stallion. M-E...
New song on G-A-N Spotify today.
T-H-E-E-S-T-A-L-L-I-O-N.
Okay, so like Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Do you have O-O-N?
That correct. Is correct.
Is that really it?
Megan Thee Stallion. It's just an extra E. That's the only
it's
thing
just
different.
An extra E. So M-E-G-A-N-T-H-E-E.
How stupid is that?
That she spells it pretty normal.
You get on my nerves. Megan
okay.
Stallion. You like
Antoine.
Her music?
I've never actually heard a song.
Good.
Antoine, you're in the lead 2-1. You could win right here.
Oh, all right.
That was impressive.
That took forever.
Thank you.
I'm done now.
Megan Thee Stallion. Ooh. Monica's exhausted. She wants the nap is what she wants. Okay, Antoine, if you're going to win, you got to earn it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, God. A boogie with a hoodie. Please spell a boogie with a hoodie.
Are you for real?
Boogie with a hoodie. You know a boogie with a hoodie?
A boogie with a hoodie.
Okay, now I know him and I know his songs.
A boogie with a hoodie.
Monica doesn't know hip hop. You don't know nothing.
I don't know hip hop.
All right, all right.
A boogie with a hoodie.
A boogie with a hoodie. A. B O O G I E. With a hoogie. With a hoodie.
With a hoodie.
With a hoodie.
With a hoodie.
W I T A H O O D I E.
No, sorry, you got me excited.
You suck.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're wrong. Monica, your chance to steal.
What's his name again? Boogie with a hoodie?
A boogie with a hoodie. You have to get this right to force a tiebreaker, otherwise Antoine does
win. A boogie with a hoodie.
A boogie with a hoodie.
With a.
A boogie with the hoodie.
With the.
A boogie with the hoodie.
All right. A boogie with the hoodie.
Uh-huh.
A, B, O. Okay, a boogie with a boogie, a B O G. It's A B O O G I E.
Uh-huh. With the hoodie.
With the.
With the hoodie.
So with the is.
I just spelled with
the. W I T D A.
Mm-hmm.
A hoodie.
Hoodie.
H O O D I E.
Oh my gosh, she got it.
Oh,
are you serious?
Are you for real?
I am for real. A boogie with a hoodie.
That is incredible.
A boogie with the hoodie.
I can't believe it.
Only, only
don't
Monica.
Rub me your temple.
Only Monica knows how to spell widow.
A boogie with a hoodie. So it is A and then B-O-O-G-I-E, a boogie.
Wow.
Wit, W-I-T.
I'm going to check out his music over Megan Thee Stallion.
Duh, D-A, and then hoodie, H-O-O-D-I-E.
How about it?
A boogie with a hoodie. Tiebreaker. Love it. Buzz in with your name.
Oh, man.
Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go. Oh, man, which one do I want to use? I don't even know.
Crap.
N-L-E Choppa.
What? You say a name. Can you say the name again?
Start over.
N-L-E Choppa. N-L-E Choppa.
Monica.
Monica Brooks, go.
Go ahead.
N-L... You said the
N-L-E
name.
N-L-E Choppa.
N-L-E Choppa.
Okay.
Monica spelling N-L... And could say just one more time.
N-L-E Choppa.
N-L-E.
N-L-E Choppa.
N-L-E Choppa is... The letter N,
mm-hmm.
The letter L,
mm-hmm.
The letter E,
mm-hmm.
C-H-O-P-P-A.
Is.
That is so stupid!
Monica,
you what? Hey, you better say the part on time. You better say it.
And what we do.
Oh, what we do.
And they say that.
That's not on time or correct.
No, it wasn't. It was, but I don't rap or do anything like that. You know what?
Oh,
but I do win for my person on
yes,
the phone.
Yes, you do.
How about Paw Patrol, a family 4-pack. They go on sale today, by the way. They're going to be at the Salem Civic Center September the 10th and the 11th.
Yep.
How
N-L-E
about that?
Choppa.
How N-L-E. About it?
Nola Choppa.
N-L-E Choppa. C-H-O-P-P-A. What a comeback.
Man.
You were not held down by Megan Thee Stallion. And Boogie with a Hoodie took you to the top. Hip Hop Spelling Bee. With duh in the house.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Three ridiculous headlines. All missing a word. And I give you some choices. You try to figure out what's going down in Blow Your Mind. We start with this story. Pregnant mom tests positive for drugs because of blank. Antoine, is it A, a bagel, B, her cat's litter box, or C, doing drugs?
I'm going to go with A, bagel.
A bagel is correct. A bagel.
Wow.
Yep. This is almost like it was stolen from an episode of the old TV show Seinfeld.
There you go.
But this woman, I mean, it actually happened. She was separated from her newborn baby because she failed the drug test when she went to give birth.
I think I know what type.
She ate a poppy seed bagel.
Is it poppy seed?
Poppy seed.
That's actually a thing.
I've heard about that. Yeah, too many poppy seeds show up.
Innocently ate a bagel at Tim Hortons, which is like Dunkin', but Canada
just
Dunkin'.
Just a bagel.
And just before heading to the hospital. And then she had to do the pee test, comes back positive for opiates. CPS gets called. She's separated from her baby for like a day when they have to sort the whole thing out because of a bagel.
A bagel.
A bagel.
A poppy seed bagel.
And so my question is, will an everything bagel do it also? Because I do believe there's a poppy consistency to it.
Yeah, but not as much. It's like not enough poppy seeds.
The poppy to everything else ratio is too low.
And a poppy seed, like, what's the flavor to a poppy seed, really?
I believe they just get stuck in your teeth.
That's it.
The only purpose they serve is to make you look dumb in a picture because you don't realize you have poppy seeds stuck in your mouth.
Yep.
Or to fail a drug test. Okay, Monica, here's yours. Next story. The average person hasn't blanked in 5 years. Is it A, accomplished a goal? B, made a friend? Or C, left their hometown? Average person hasn't blanked in 5 years.
Left their hometown.
Left their home is wrong. Okay. Made a friend.
Made a friend in 5 years?
The average person don't make no friends anymore.
No.
But we have so many ways to make new friends.
But you have the people that you're with now. At a certain point, you don't have time to learn somebody new.
But you meet new people. You meet new people
they
all
say,
over.
You peak around 23 years old, and then the average person doesn't really make any friends after that. All these adults, I get it if you are painfully shy and you actually have a condition, but I think too many people say, I'm shy, and they're lazy.
I don't know how to talk to people.
Well, figure it out.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I've made so many friends. Like, of course, I have my tight group.
Sure.
You know, you have your group where they are your ride or die. You
now,
know?
The difference, though, with you is, and I say this just as a compliment and an observation, you don't shut up. Like, you talk to everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why you
that's
get to make friends. Yeah, there are so many ways to make friends now. It's you almost have to go out of your way to not make friends. At least that's the way I feel. Okay, last one. Woman does laundry, finds blank in washing machine. A, $50,000. B, her placenta. C, a live snake.
I'm going with snake.
I'm going with snake as well.
Snake is correct.
Yeah.
Alive after the washing machine cycle. So a live snake. That she said smelled of downy.
Smelling good.
Yeah, she opened up the washing machine, take it out. This was in Chicago, and it was an escaped pet who lived nearby.
Yeah.
The pet somehow managed to get all the way down the street into her house and into her washing machine.
Wow.
That's scary.
Ah, can you imagine reaching in to grab your clothes out?
I know. And that further lends to the urban legend that some snake's going to come up out your toilet and grab your butt because apparently they can survive anything. Smelling like the downy bear, probably eats the downy bear. That poor little, he's gone.
Yeah.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.